Yes, we are here. Glory, glory, Man United.
Big morning.
Glory.
Nice.
We're so happy. We're so happy.
You want to start there?
We could start there. Absolutely, we could start there. Oh, speak for myself, Linda?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I will speak for myself.
But why don't we introduce ourselves
yes,
to our probably
yes.
maybe new
this,
listeners?
This is Point of Order. I am Joe Sonnenblick.
I'm Jason Bogdan, always to my right.
And Stephen McGrath. And
Linda's chowing down on pizza.
On stats.
On stats.
Chewing the stats.
She's chewing on it.
I had to go get Lenny some food.
Yeah, there's no food for Lenny the cat in the shop. That's a shame here at Radio Free Brooklyn.
But we're upstanding people.
We're upstanding people. We got Lenny some food. We fed him. He's happy. He's having a good time. Lenny's a cat, not a person.
Good point.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name who called in who we didn't know?
Pete.
Pete ever call back?
Hey,
no.
Pete, if you still think Derrick Rose is not a rapist or is a rapist.
Derrick Rose is a rapist. Come on, call.
Call. Look at Steve stirring the pot over there.
That's what I do.
So we're going to start with what just happened today, which is the new era of Manchester United football. Jose Mourinho, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Wayne Rooney, Juan Mata. All the boys are here.
That first goal was
first goal was shit.
Yeah,
it was lick luck. Whatever you want to call it. It was lick luck.
So,
I mean, that was a bad play on the ball from the defender because he saved it, right?
Yeah.
The goalie, and then he didn't control it, and then he kicked it off.
Francis is only the starting defender because Tommy Elphick left Bournemouth. He's now the Simon Francis is now the captain of Bournemouth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, listen, everybody's telling me, oh, it's just Bournemouth. We lost to Bournemouth 4 times in 2 years, okay? Yeah. It's not just anyone.
Well,
you're in the Premier League. You're in the fucking Premier League.
Well, it is just Bournemouth, but how the team played is important,
yes.
too, right? So
first half was a little rough. I mean, it was different. I mean, men are touching each other's
thank you.
Stanchions. But
now I can't reach my microphone.
So, all right.
You're a little low.
Are we okay?
Right.
What is this, I'm Gertrude good. And Mildred at the Automat? Relax. So they played a pretty shitty brand of football in the first half. It was unconvincing what they did in the first half for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half rolled around, and the Wayne Rooney goal was pretty good. There was one chance that was totally missed. Zlatan Ibrahimovic did this karate kick of the ball on his back heel, and it went 15 or so yards right onto Wayne Rooney's foot, and Wayne Rooney shot it right into Artur Boric's chest, the goalkeeper. But otherwise, and Zlatan with a 27 or 28 yard strike. It wasn't a flyer, but it just nudged in there, got the corner. And then Zlatan with a missile. That was saved by Boric, great save, but it was a missile on a free kick about 20 yards out. But listen,
I mean, you start off the season right.
Yeah, you have to. You have to come out with a statement and say,
because Man City won yesterday, right?
Yes. So Sunderland,
Arsenal's playing now. I think
Arsenal's playing Liverpool. I'm recording that game. Yeah, I'm recording that game. But Sunderland and Manchester City. I'm sad to say I'm going to reverse my Burnley prediction of Burnley getting relegated. Sunderland's going to get relegated.
You like Bumley?
I don't like Burnley, but Sunderland's way worse.
Yeah.
Way worse. David Moyes is not the answer for that team. And he brought over Paddy McNair, Donald Love, and Adnan Januzaj, who are Moyes' boys. Mm-hmm. And Paddy McNair lets in an own goal in the 87th minute to lose the game. And I like Paddy McNair.
I think he's
a damn good soccer player.
Januzaj's great, too.
Yes. Yes. But now when you look at United and you say, what's next? Because they are also going to sign another defender. They're talking about Jose Font from Southampton. They're talking about Jan Vertonghen from Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about these people. But see, I think the core right now should be Blind, Smalling, Baye, who you got, who's fucking amazing. This kid, Eric Baye, is unbelievable. He is so good. And Antonio Valencia has proved himself to be a serious right back. Mateo Darmian's time here
He's
is
old.
Done. It's finished. Who, Valencia?
No, Darmian.
Darmian's 23.
Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Valencia is the guy. He works. It's a veteran chemistry, and it works. And I'm so happy this year. Because after the first game, I know. I know.
Well, we were talking about this the other day, and I asked you where you thought they'd finish, and you said...
Second. I said second behind second. City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think...
And I know how you work, and I can get you on the hook now, and mm-hmm. I can get you going. Mm-hmm. You
think well, gonna, the, yeah, these things are recorded.
Well,
yeah.
Honestly, it's kind of... If you don't win, it's a bust. With the amount that you guys have spent this offseason, you have to win.
Sure.
Second place would be a complete... You might as well be in last.
That's wrong, because then you get relegated down to another league.
That is a Yankee fan's logic.
I know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, that's the Yankee logic. Yeah, first, logic. Yeah. So... If Manchester United don't win the Premier League this year, am I going to look at it as a complete failure? No, I'm not. Because if they don't get into the Champions League this year, then I'm going to look at it as a monumental failure. They're going to get into the Champions League. And I made this bet with you. I don't think Arsenal finishes in the top five.
I think so.
Arsenal stinks.
Yeah. We'll see.
The big signing was Granit Xhaka. That's it. That's all they did. They didn't do anything. Nobody wants to play for the Gunners. No one. Julian Draxler said no. Verratti said no. Everybody has said no. Icardi has said no. Nobody wants that bum Olivier Giroud that you've hung on to for 10 years. He's garbage. Look, there you go. More Yankee fan defense. We'll see.
It always like amazes me that he's a Manchester United like mm-hmm. fanboy. They have the same mentality when it comes to building a team,
building
a brand.
Well, it's I think
first of all, that's wrong.
What do you mean? Manu is a brand, okay?
Manu is a brand, but that's not the point. What do you want me to do? You want me to like Norwich City? I don't
know. No, I want you to like whoever you want to like.
I grew up with this. I've always liked Manchester United. I don't know, you can't
say they're not the Yankees of soccer. They sure are.
No, Barcelona is the Yankees.
No.
What do you mean, no? Every idiot on earth wears a Barcelona jersey.
Every idiot wears a Man U.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're a Messi fan. I'm not saying Barcelona is not a worldwide brand. Sure. I'm not saying that Real Madrid is not a worldwide brand. But
they're the
Man
Cowboys.
U, the English Premier League. There's a little more...
You're telling prestige. Me that all Manchester United did for the last, I don't know, how many years? 25 years is bye. And that's not true. The class of 92 stood together until 2003. That was an entire team of guys.
Right.
Okay? Peter Schmeichel.
They did both. And then there were years that it didn't work, much like the Yankees did in the last couple years too. That's the natural order,
right,
I think.
But it's also,
you're right.
With football... Yeah, are you foaming? With football, I feel like it's more accepted that you can't grow 11 great soccer players. You can't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen.
Sure, but I think the point is, do they have the budget? Do they have the budget
to fill in the holes?
Right. Okay, Arsenal has the budget. They can't fill in the holes.
Yeah, but
Spurs has the budget. They can't fill in the holes.
But not to the degree.
You hate the team.
Spurs haven't won in 55 fucking years.
But you hate the one team that actually was able to do it with barely a budget. You hate Jamie Vardy just because...
No, I don't hate Leicester City. Wait a minute. I hate Jamie Vardy. Which I don't think he's a great soccer player. We've all made Jamie Vardy out to be this thing that he is not. He played for Swindon Town 3 years ago. He was a butcher.
That doesn't matter.
He looks pretty good nowadays.
Looks like a white cockroach.
He played like a Premier League player.
Okay, and they're going to figure him out this year, is what I'm saying to you. He's not going to have 10 goals.
He had a great year last year, and he's not getting paid.
You know that he's going to have
10
goals?
No.
Which is ridiculous. I could put a bet on that. I put $100 that he does.
Oh.
But anyway.
she said throw down a pink slip.
What did we put $20 on? That Arsenal doesn't finish in the top four.
That make the changes.
Yeah. I'm going to win that $20. That's an easy 20. So Arsene Wenger will be out in the middle of the season.
To switch gears for a second.
Go for it, baby.
Here's what old Ter trotting out there today on a Sunday afternoon.
What do you got for me, Terry boy?
Jose Reyes.
Yeah.
Ty Kelly.
Yeah.
Neil Walker.
Ooh.
Jay Bruce. Mm. Wilma Flores. TJ Rivera.
Get him.
Alejandro De Aza.
Play that man.
Rene Rivera.
Well, Rene Rivera, I understand. Is Syndergaard pitching?
No, Mets.
Oh, I don't understand that.
Day game after night game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this with me with Alejandro De Aza? I don't get it.
This is what I don't get. The fact is, Logan Vrett's still on this team. They chose to send Conforto down in order to keep him here. A guy who has an ERA of what, 5, 6?
Almost 6.
Let's do a week in review for the New York Mets, shall we? Because it was a tumultuous week.
There's your week in review.
I mean, it made no sense. Like, they don't know what the DL is. Like, if the guy's hurt, if John Neese is hurt, his knees, just put him under the L.
Is Why do you got to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's still scheduled to start.
I want to put John Neese on a flaming bus. I don't want to put him on a DL. Well, I want to put him on a flaming fucking catamaran.
Where? So let's go to Terry's press conference, because I think we all have interesting, differing opinions on that. Mm-hmm. So I loved Terry's press conference. Huge fan of it. The question is it too late? Loved his fire, but the fact is he does not have the talent on this team right now to compete. He just doesn't.
No.
You got your third baseman hurt, your first baseman hurt, your left fielder hurt, your center fielder hurt, your ace is hurt. Can I go anywhere else? Who else is hurt? I mean, it's like your shortstop. Ojibwe
Cabrera.
Right, exactly. Yep. So
Justin Ruggiano.
Right, Ruggiano's been out since he played that one game.
Yeah.
Since he played four innings. But the thing about Terry that pisses me off is he still loses you games by mismanaging.
Terrible.
Games.
Even mismanaging the talent that he doesn't
right.
have.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
See, my theory is now, at third base, just play TJ Rivera for the rest of the season.
Yeah, agreed.
Because you have to. Because why bring these people up then? And why is listen, if you're, I don't think Michael Conforto is very good. Mm. I don't. And if you're telling me that Ty Kelly is better than Michael Conforto, you got a real problem.
Yeah.
You got a real problem on your hands. That means you don't know what talent is.
All right.
I mean, Michael Conforto is at least 20 or 22, something like that, right?
He's 22.
Yeah,
22?
Yeah.
Okay. Ty Kelly is a career slob.
Right.
He's a career slob. He's just garbage. He might as well be picking up the trash. You know, hey guy out there, you want to play left field for the Mets today? Okay. That's what you did with Ty Kelly. He sucks.
Yeah.
TJ Rivera should be here. Michael Conforto should be here. Let Wilmer sit on the goddamn bench.
Wilmer, why do you get down on Wilmer?
Because right now,
three for five
right now there's no
night.
Place for him. Right
oh
now, Jose Reyes got to be your starting shortstop. Yes.
I don't disagree.
Neil Walker's
with that.
At second, yeah, James Loney's at first, with TJ Rivera at third. That is your infield for the rest of the year until someone comes back. Cabrera's supposedly coming back.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to ever come back.
And Zach Wheeler's
that injury.
Not,
yeah,
what did I say, everyone?
He
doesn't have the makeup. And you didn't want to trade him for Jonathan Lucroy. He's garbage. Garbage. Garbage.
Well, to say he's garbage because he's not coming back from Tommy John surgery.
Hey, so what? Derek Rose was garbage.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
garbage. Was.
Might be a rapist.
And a rapist.
Let's eat. Until he's proven guilty on the first 48 on A&E.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah,
Dennis.
You might as well be on the first 48.
What was your name? Dennis, Pete, whatever your name was? Call back. He's not guilty, is he? I don't know.
I heard those details, man. Oof. Not good.
He's guilty, huh?
Derek not Rose. Good. Yeah. I mean, you know, allegedly.
Syndergaard,
of course.
Syndergaard does not look like the same pitcher.
No, he's got no confidence
got
in
no,
his stuff, and he's also injured.
He's got no out pitch.
He just looks hurt.
Yeah. Is he talking about the bone spur? Is that what you're talking
yeah.
about?
I think it's still the bone spur. I think that doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't.
You
Mats
have to
has one
get
too.
Rid of it.
Yeah, Mats has one. But Mats can control his stuff a little bit easier, I think, than Syndergaard. Syndergaard is a fireballer who needs everything working.
Right.
Everything. And Mats, to me, he's also still learning. I think Syndergaard is still learning, too, but I think Syndergaard has a higher IQ than Mats at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mats is still learning, so he's picking up things that he can use. And Syndergaard maybe has hit a plateau or a wall where, I don't know, it doesn't seem to be anything but fastballs, and they're all staying up high.
Yeah.
It's not. I would put him on the DL for the rest of the year. I mean, listen, I understand.
So you're giving up on this year?
No. Because remember what I wrote on the Facebook? About the one bright spot last night, Gabriel Ulloa.
Sure.
That kid, he's got stuff. And movement. Really good movement.
He won his first game.
Really good movement.
See, when going back to the press conference, Terry, he's like, there are people in AAA chomping at the bit. I'm like, literally almost the entire AAA team has been up here and back down and then back up. And like that, it's like, consistently.
I mean, you wave names in front of my face that you're not, where's Gavin Cecchini? You're waving names in front of my face.
Well, but here's the thing, though, and this is what annoys me, what we're doing right now as an organization is, We're bringing these kids up. Some of them are not ready to be major leaguers.
No.
So we're sacrificing their development. Like a Conforto. I know you hate Conforto. I think he's a tremendous hitter. He does not belong in the major leagues.
No, he needed to.
He was in Double A.
He needed to send him down.
Yeah, he got drafted, went to Double A, and was in the major leagues in a couple of months. It's just, it's not fair to him.
After his 10 home runs, after he went on that horrible, horrible run.
You know he's got 11 home runs right now?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got one home run and two RBIs in like 3 weeks.
Sure.
He's hitting 148, I think, something like that.
He belongs in the minor
league. Needs to. You should have left him there, brought up who you had. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who there is. Yeah.
Because Nimmo's back down there.
I like Nimmo. I don't understand why he's back down there. I don't understand why you're not. Don't we have a catching prospect, too? We have no catching prospect?
No.
Not
ready.
Just Kev. Well, he's gone now.
I'd bring Kevin up.
No, Kevin didn't get traded yet.
No. Yeah. I'd bring Kevin back up.
Is he hurt?
No.
No, he's not. He's in AAA. That's right.
I just want to see.
He needs reps, too. Yeah. I mean, you can't put him on the bench as well, because that's what we kept doing.
How
confusing.
And
he hits 138.
And going back to Terry Collins' rant, like I said this to everybody. I don't care. This is your fault now. You were fucking 10 games over before Cespedes went down.
Well, he said it's his fault. He owned that. He said, it's on me.
But
got that.
Since then, since Cespedes has gone down, I can count 6 or 7 games the man's lost you by playing Powerball with his team. You want numbers? Go pay $2 for a fucking ticket. Don't do it here. Don't do it here. You're fucking up. You're really fucking up. I mean, what do you owe Alejandro De Azar? You fucking his wife? What do you owe him? He sucks.
He's hitting 270.
Who cares?
Well, all right. But that's now...
195. He's a 195 hitter.
I hate Alejandro Deaza. I'm just... Somebody has to be the other
side. He's Jason Bay with a tan.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, come on.
Well, who are you going to put out there?
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean... But if all these veterans... You know, you see Papelbon getting released. You see Carlos Gomez getting DFA'd.
Stop it.
No, I'm not saying get Carlos Gomez.
All right.
I'm saying, why can't you just do what they're doing and release Bum Man? Why? Why is it so hard? And bring Nimmo back up.
Yeah.
That's all. If you're going to... Listen, you're still only, 3 games out of the fucking... That's amazing.
Yeah.
If you would have won 6 games...
Well, the Dodgers have been... Like, now we're chasing the second wild card.
I know.
Because Dodgers are sort of pulling away now. Yeah. So it's...
But listen,
this broke this morning. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Giancarlo Stanton to the DL.
DL.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That guy's always injured.
Yeah, but, you know, we're chasing the Marlins.
I know.
Who thought we'd be chasing the Marlins.
Yeah.
But,
What was it? What was his injury?
I didn't see.
The Marlins' young hitting is really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek Dietrich is a talent. Marcelo Zuna is a talent.
Yes.
Martin Prado is great for them.
Yep.
JT Realmuto.
That's your boy.
That's my boy. Great catcher.
And then when Dee Gordon comes back finally?
Dee Gordon's back.
He is?
He's been back.
Yeah, he's been back.
Back for a couple weeks.
Yeah. But he replaced Dietrich, who was great.
Yeah.
Who was doing really well, too.
Well, now Dietrich will get a start every day because he'll be in right, probably.
Hmm.
But the Marlins, to me, are only as good as their starting pitching is going to take them. I think Adam Conley is the future of that team because Jose Fernandez is clearly not staying around there. He's not. You're going to have to trade him for everything. Or he's going to ask for an exorbitant amount of money, which only one scumbag organization can give him.
Manchester United?
Yeah. Yes, the Manchester United of baseball. So,
how many years of arbitration does he have left?
2, I think.
Giancarlo is a groin injury, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, he's done for a year.
He heard it on the last play of yesterday's game.
Oh, exactly. is that how he injured his groin?
Yeah. I was wrong. Don Mattingly's been great for them.
Yeah.
I was wrong. And Barry Bonds has been great for them.
You know who else has been great? Old Dusty Baker over there. Uh-huh. Dusty Dust.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the
From
Nationals.
Dust we were born and dust we shall return.
We're the Nationals of last year.
I got to tell you something, though. I have a feeling the Nationals are going to start to collapse.
No.
I do.
I don't believe it.
I do.
I don't believe it.
I do. I think Harper's hurt.
Guy sunk my fantasy baseball team single-handedly. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, you don't speak of that anymore.
He sunk me.
Yeah.
Guy's hitting 150 since June 28th.
He's the Conforto of the Nationals.
Conforto.
Now let me ask this, because I saw something very interesting today, that a waiver trade could possibly go through.
Mm-hmm.
Puig for Cologne.
What? Bartolo Cologne?
They want, because the Dodgers want to make that push.
Puig has been, like they said, like tearing it up in AAA, like right now.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he deserves to be in the majors. There's some sort of riff going on, right? I mean,
I think he just needs to change his scenery.
That's the play.
I think the Dodgers, are a really fucked up organization.
Oh, Billy.
Was it bad?
Not really. It was just the.
He takes a step.
Takes a bad step. Poppy. His dick popped. He broke his dick like Dennis Rodman. You see that? Dennis Rodman broke his dick 3 times.
Doing what?
I don't know. I don't know. Bumping into walls.
Hilarious.
I don't fucking know.
When we go off the air, we'll explain to young Steve
how you break your cock.
it's a family show. It's a family show.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, Doreen. Yeah.
Hello, family.
Where did you see this trade for Puig?
I saw it on Instagram through MLB. through the MLB network.
911conspiracies.com?
No, through the MLB network.
Loosechange.org?
It said possible waiver wire trades.
Would you make that
deal? But here's the thing I hate about stuff like
been
that.
So good.
You wouldn't make that deal? Yeah. You wouldn't trade a 50-year-old pitcher for Yasiel Puig?
See, this is what I hate about, like it's any sort of, like, sports headlines where they're like, so-and-so to the so-and-sos? And they have put a question mark on it. There's no validity whatsoever, but it's okay because there's a question mark in there.
Well, yeah.
If
you want to call in and ask us anything, 718-928-9732. Would you trade Bartolo Colon for Yasiel Puig?
Yes.
Would you?
Done. Conversation over.
Yes.
Yeah, because we don't have any outfielders, right?
The only reason I do it is because we're so depleted. But Bartolo Colon.
You would put that new kid in the rotation, maybe, because he's a starter.
I think you should put him in the rotation now.
Yeah, but who is he going to replace?
Gabriel Ulloa.
Who's he going to replace?
Logan Verrett.
Oh, okay, never mind.
There's your answer. Yeah. Logan Verrett, you know, the night after the loss, he's out to dinner with his girlfriend. I'm following him on Instagram. He's out to dinner having chops and steaks and all that. I hope there's a Metfin in there with a steak knife ready to stab him in the eye.
The only thing I see about Bartolo Colon and the waiver wire has to do with fantasy baseball.
Well,
I think you just made a great point that if you lose, you shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go out. You shouldn't leave your house. Yeah. You should stay at home.
Don't go anywhere.
You should be married.
The ancient Japanese thing. What is that called?
Harry Carey.
I don't even know what Logan Verrett really looks like.
No, Harry Carey's the announcer.
No, it was Harry Carey.
Harry
Callis. Harry Carey. But I don't even know what Logan Verrett really looks like. He looks like every other dumb white man on earth.
Yeah.
But I would really take a punch. I would punch him in the face. If I saw Logan Verrett, I'd punch him in the face because we scored 6 runs.
Yep.
6 runs,
yep.
And you gave up a grand slam to Ryan Schimpf. I never heard of that guy. He was a Three Stooges man, wasn't he? Schimpf.
Last night, that was a heartbreaker.
That was
Will Myers.
That was a bad pitch.
Yeah,
it was a bad
Will
pitch.
Myers is Will playing Myers up to his
is
potential.
Playing out of his mind, out of his mind, baseball. But
speaking of people we want to punch in the face, and I think you know where I'm going.
Alex.
My name is Joe Girardi. I'm just so much. Shut the fuck up. You hate him.
I hate him.
What is this? What are these crocodile tears? Nobody in that fucking organization likes him.
No.
Nobody in the world likes him. And here it is. All of a sudden, it's hands across America for this son of a bitch.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, and I am so angry about this because he is a piece
wonderful
of
PR
shit.
Wonderful PR move, though. Wonderful PR move by not playing him and then, like, making some sort of, like...
Well, they sold more tickets that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're being serious, but it was because they built...
Yeah.
It was like a wrestling storyline
yeah.
where, like, hey, we're going to know where we're going to play, and then they took the title from him at the last minute, and then he won it at WrestleMania in his final game. And to see Joe Girardi in that press conference break down like the asshole that he is.
And he did that on another network, but this network is Radio Free Brooklyn.
That's
yes.
right. Joe Girardi would never be on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Now listen, and if you enjoy
Radio Free Brooklyn would never accept him.
And if you enjoy quality programming like this, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. And you could give a quarter, a dollar, a dollar and a quarter, or $2. Or you know, if you're feeling generous or high on crystal meth, you could give $25,000. So
you can meet us personally here at the station on Sundays and hand us all of your money.
Come on down.
In a brown paper bag, please.
Come on down. www.radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. Now back to Alex Rodriguez, who I want to contract a terminal cancer.
Yeah.
See, Alex Rodriguez, I said this last week, Alex Rodriguez is I would say like the Richard Nixon of baseball. He's ruined the credibility of the game for this generation.
But here's the thing.
He sued his own fucking team. Yeah. Yeah.
And when this is the same team that carted him off the field like he was Wade fucking Boggs. Yeah. So I don't get it.
They need to pay off that contract.
Everybody has forgotten how much of a piece of shit this guy actually was. People kowtowing him in his last few days. I can't believe it.
He's a scum. He's a scum.
It's funny. Colin Cowherd had mentioned like how he took off the hat. Because I didn't watch the press conference because I was here. I later on went back and you see him take off his hat and show everyone he's crying. And I'm just like, you are just so like.
He's very camera ready. He knows. Yeah. He's
the
good
most
actor.
Disingenuous, smug prick I think we've seen in sports since Reggie Jackson.
And then he goes to third base at the end of the game, and when he gets pulled off the field, and he touches
the base.
No, he takes dirt and puts it in his pocket. Oh, great! I'm like, get the
$27 million worth of dirt.
$27 million. He couldn't afford his own dirt.
Yeah. when I called in on Sunday, you were like, "Oh, they bought him off." They did not buy him off. He's still getting the money for next year. So it's not like they took him to the back room. They say, listen, Alex, you really need to play some ball here with us, okay? And then he's like, fine. He still gets the money. He just doesn't play anymore. And he knows that he can't play, which is why he agreed to it.
No, he doesn't.
He does not know that.
He's going to be a Marlin in 2018.
But what position?
What position? You're right. There's a non-compete clause.
There is a non-compete clause, right?
He can't leave. What positions?
It doesn't matter. No,
where's he
going to
play?
It's unconditional.
It's a national league team.
He's a special advisor to the. He cannot sign for another team next year.
He hasn't signed that.
He's going to be. You think he's not going to get his $25 million?
I mean, or I'm telling you right now, you just wait till 2018. You're going to see him play again.
He's going to be 45.
All he's got to do is hit 4 home runs, tip his cap, and retire.
Yeah.
And could you imagine? Could you imagine if this year he broke Babe Ruth's home run record as a Yankee?
Well, he hits .696, right? But yeah. Babe Ruth is what, .714. So he's not breaking that.
No, I'm saying as a Yankee, guy had 28 home runs last year.
Yeah, we didn't play him.
I mean, they didn't know he was gonna suck like this.
Oh, Father Time doesn't fall for everybody.
No, what I'm telling you is. Well, think of a hypothetical. What a shitstorm it would have caused. Because he gets a milestone bonus if he breaks 700. I'm sure he.
No, he doesn't. That was misconstrued in the media. It has to be 714. It's not 700.
Okay.
So,
proving my point. What if he broke that record?
But think about the PR disaster. Talk about PR disaster.
But he's already made. He's going to make $27 million next year anyway.
God. No, so but it's not about the money. I don't think it's about the money. And I know. Let me finish.
Right.
It's not about the money with this. It's about records and prestige as a Yankee and Babe Ruth.
Right, but there is no prestige on the outside.
You cannot have that scumbag break the 714. The hypothetical is what we're discussing.
Right.
Obviously, he's not going to do it. He was never going to do it.
Right.
But what would have happened if Alex Rodriguez had 713 home runs going into September?
And he could have if he wasn't suspended for that year.
Sure. But what would you do if you're the Yankees? Mm-hmm. You're going to give that hollowed record from your arguably the greatest player ever in baseball, Babe Ruth, to this complete scumbag in A-Rod?
Well, had he not been suspended...
I would have loved to watch the Yankees go through that.
No, but had he not been suspended, had he not admitted to taking PEDs, it's going to be a completely different thing.
I mean, and also... I mean,
after he denied taking it, let's be clear.
Of course, everybody denies taking it.
On national TV where he
says
no.
Twice!
Everybody denies it.
He got caught twice!
But he's not the only person that has taken PEDs. I mean, like, Big Poppy... He got caught, but he never really got punished for it.
Yep.
Big Poppy's on PEDs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies.
Do you remember
and
him with the Twins? Does anybody remember him with the Twins?
No.
Ryan Braun got a regular person fired because he didn't want to accept the blame. Like, there are other scumbags.
Ryan Braun is in the same boat to me as A-Rod.
Yes.
Scumbags. He ruined that guy's life.
Yeah.
He said the guy was anti-Semitic. He's going after me because I'm Jewish and all this stuff. You remember that?
Yeah.
Like, that's a scumbag.
He's going after you because you did it.
But here's the thing. A-Rod is a notorious scumbag because he is the best scumbag. He's the guy that is even close to hitting 700.
I get what you're saying. He's the most talented. He's the easiest target. But I just disagree.
There's nobody better than him in his prime. At that,
he didn't need steroids. I said this a few weeks ago.
Right, he didn't. But there's some sort of... I'm sorry, go on, Linda.
There's also speculation that he may have started taking PEDs back in high school. So
if you look at him at 18 when he got drafted, He was not on PEDs.
No.
That dude, he was well, real thin.
There's reports that say that it's possible.
Of course.
There, I mean,
and I hate
there are reports saying Bartolo Colon for Yasiel Puig, so, you know, it doesn't matter.
I actually found that article. I found an article.
Did he get suspended?
Yes, he did. Bartolo did miss, what, did he miss like a year or half a year?
50 games or something 50. Like that?
Yeah, when he was a Yankee, right?
No, Athletic.
Oh, so I am no Yankee lover, as we all know, right?
Right.
But, you know, you read the article that Jeter reached out to A-Rod. A-Rod's like, I still haven't returned his call or his text.
Yeah.
Look, you text Jeter back.
Yeah.
That's Derek fucking Jeter reaching out to you. And we feel very differently about Derek Jeter. I'm getting scowls and glares.
I'd call the cops. I'd call a SWAT team in and say, this man's harassing me. Get this Jeter out of my face.
Yesterday with that 1996 ceremony before the game.
What a lot of all-stars there. Chili Davis. Yeah. Scott Brosius. Bums.
Hey.
Bums.
David Cohn, Derek Jeter.
David Cohn, please.
Williams.
That cum bucket. That fucking piece of shit.
So happy yesterday.
Resurrect his career.
But you know what?
What did you say about Aaron Judge?
Oh, yeah, no. Hey, look, they had a great day yesterday, no doubt about
it. It was a fastball right down the middle.
No, Yankees, if you're a Yankee fan, you got to be thrilled.
Of course.
I am so happy.
That's all you can expect on the first game. Of course, you're going to be excited when you see that.
They hit two home runs.
Yeah.
Back to back. Yeah. Their first at bat.
Yeah.
That's more than excitement.
Yes.
You said that's all you can expect.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's what you want to see.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's like... And then you saw it. So, I mean, obviously you can't take everything from that game, that one game.
Why are you doing
that?
Now I know what just happened. What? I'm recording the game.
Yeah.
She just had a spasm, Joe. That's all she did. That's all it was. It's everything we talked about before. Remember, high strikeouts. He's not really.
I'm not interested in Aaron Judge. I just don't buy it.
Well, even
he could be like a Todd Frazier type. You know, hit all those home runs and
hit 210.
Yeah. I mean, he could, but he's young. So, I mean, these are just speculations.
Well, I think Austin's a good player.
Yeah. But we're keeping Judge up for, I think.
For good.
You got to keep Ed.
Well, yeah.
You should. You need somebody to fill
the Because that's the reason why they went up to A-Rod. Like, look.
We got this now.
We are mediocre right now. I mean, and we're still in the playoff hunt, and you are not helping us. Like, you are literally pulling this team down with your roster spot.
But Judge is an outfielder, right? So he's going to DH? Or how does A-Rod make sure
for Austin? Wait a minute. If that's the case, then Joe Girardi should have went up to seven other guys on that team, like Chase Headley and Brett Gardner, who's an absolute piece of shit this year, hitting 240.
Well, the reason why is because it's still August and the September call. They didn't want to wait till September to do it.
I get that, but you have a team full of garbage for the most part. Brian McCann is trash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's finished.
He's done.
Jacoby Ellsbury can't play more than 100 games a year, and when he does. 0-4, 0-3, 1-4. Brett Gardner sucks now.
Little Mark over there, first base, sucks now.
Mark Teixeira's garbage.
Who you know?
Chase
what?
Headley's garbage.
Teixeira's gonna retire. God bless him. Great player when he was good. I have no problems with Mark Teixeira.
When your best player is D.D. Gregorius.
No, Starling Castro's their best player.
No, he's not. D.D.'s hitting .295.
Yeah, we're talking about. We're talking about. Now, it's funny.
This
now
year,
you're
as of right
numbers.
Now,
you're
this
going
year.
Numbers.
Well, this year.
Yeah, no, I think Castro is more talented than Gregorius.
I think they're gonna march Castro out of town in a couple years. Two years.
Think so?
Yeah,
I think so.
They're gonna trade him. When a second baseman comes on the market like a Jung Ho Kang, somebody like that, they'll march him out.
Or that Rob Ref Snyder.
Oh, one of the true heroes of the revolution of baseball. But that's nice. You look at the Yankees bench too. It's one of the worst benches in baseball. Romine, Torres, who's the other outfielder?
And they got a lot of competition across town too.
Oh, Aaron Hicks. Yeah, they'd be better off just having a literal bench.
Well, you see, when Jose Reyes is back and Alejandro Aza is playing, you could put Curtis Granderson on the bench, which they don't. They have him in left, which I'm not a fan of, but I'm not against.
Well, Jay Bruce wants to play right field.
Listen, Jay Bruce can play wherever the fuck
that's
he
why
wants
he's,
to play.
That's why
he
Curtis
hit four
is on.
Balls really hard last night. He missed a home run by a couple feet.
He's hitting the ball very well.
Yeah.
I mean, the Padres have two really great outfielders. Mm-hmm. Jabari Blash and their center fielder, Jankowski.
I think it's not Janikowski, but it's like that.
I think
you're right. I think it's Janikowski.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's going to be really good. The Padres, though, they're just a mismanaged organization. They're like the Kings of basketball. They have pieces that could work, but they never managed them the right way. They trade him off for Nick Markakis of the world, yeah, and, you know, B.J. Upton, who they released, or who they, no, they traded him to the Blue Jays.
Yep. Yeah.
I would have loved B.J. Upton.
Well, that's when you're trying to make a baseball team, it has to come from...
It's the hardest sport to put a team together with.
Because you have to do it, you have to field one. You have to field one, like all these prospects, but you also need free agency. Like, free agency is vital in baseball. You need to sort of fill those holes with, like, big-time talents. Otherwise, you're just going to be mediocre to bad for so long.
This is a year where you can fill holes. Edwin Encarnacion, you need to get him.
Yeah, I just don't see this offseason like you do. We talked about this the other day. No, I just don't think it's a good year.
I do.
Besides Encarnacion, where is anybody? I mean, Cespedes is going to be the biggest free agent out there.
Hopefully. Jay Bruce is going
to
stay.
But you don't want Cespedes to opt in, right? You said you don't want Cespedes.
No. If he opts out, it's not the worst thing in the world, is what I said.
Okay.
Opt in. Who doesn't want Cespedes? I want Cespedes. But if he doesn't, you don't want Cespedes? You're a fool.
You wouldn't take Cespedes on the Yankees?
You're a fool. You would take Jacoby Ellsbury over Jonas Cespedes? You're a loser then. Well, you lose.
We have way too many young kids. I don't want that type of influence.
You mean great outfielder that can throw people out at the plate?
That's smoking cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Excuse me, forget the PEDs. Let's smoke some cigarettes. Let's have some cigarettes.
Who has a hurt hamstring and yet still wants to go play golf.
Yeah, he doesn't break the sheath around his wrist every third week when he gets out of bed, though. Yeah. 285, 25
Keith Hernandez is here. He wants to talk to you.
70
RBIs.
I mean,
smoke.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's ridiculous.
No, I mean, I think the best part about that golf thing is when they asked Terry about it. He goes, "Come on, what if he went fishing? Huh? What the hell?"
I mean, you give Terry.
Yeah, he could have pulled his back. Going back with a rod. You know,
you give Terry's got some good answers. I give him credit for that. All right, let's jump to basketball, Carmelo Anthony.
The Olympic basketball?
Well, not the Olympic basketball. I locked the door. Don't worry about it. I think I did.
Anyway.
Well.
We're being robbed.
I mean,
you just send the woman out.
Well, who's going to go out? One of you go out and look.
Lovely. Well, it could be. It's
11:38.
Could be the Stroll Show, which you can hear
next. The Stroll Show.
Noon. Radio Free Brooklyn.
Get on the Stroll Show. See what that's like.
Bunch of good guys.
A lot of fun.
Stroll Show.
So.
Guessing that's them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, they're here, really.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So, basketball.
Carmelo Anthony said, it pains me to even say this.
Yep.
If I don't win an NBA title, I'm fine with that.
This is who Carmelo Anthony always has been. This is why he drives
me
crazy.
That's why he signed with us for 5 years a couple years ago. You realize that, right, Joe?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's a lot of money.
I got a problem if you don't win an NBA championship, Carmelo. I need you to win an NBA championship. But
the question was if he didn't, right? So, yeah. I mean, if he didn't, what is he going to say? I'm going to keep playing until I'm 80 years old till I get
Grant
one?
Hill, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
or Juwan Howard, yeah. No, I know what you're saying. He doesn't want to end up like one of those guys in a suit who says he's on the team, but he's like the 13th man,
right,
and sits behind everybody else.
Right, because that means nothing to him.
Right.
Winning these three gold medals means everything because he's been a big part of all three. Well, he won two. He hasn't won a gold yet.
Okay.
But like this means a lot
I've
to
not,
him.
In my lifetime.
Because he's been the man.
Okay.
He is not in his lifetime. Watch Olympic basketball.
In 28 years, the Dream Team, 96, 2000, whatever they had. Because if you watch the Olympics, you're watching tomfoolery. That's tomfoolery. Oh, you could throw a stone 40 yards. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Good. Yeah, you could jump off a trampoline and do something in the air. Okay. How's that going to help my team win?
Well, every time...
United States is not my team.
Every time Melo has come back from the Olympics, he's always been his best Melo.
Okay.
Every single time. So,
okay.
2012,
reinvigorated. I get
right,
it.
Right. So, now... He has become the man on this team. Like you have all these all-stars that are on that team. He is the man.
Most points ever.
He's better than Durant. He's better than Boogie Cousins. He's better than
on that team.
Right. Out of the best in the world, he is the best on that team.
Out of the best in the world, he's playing the best.
Yes. So now he comes back into training camp with that mentality. I am the fucking man. I'm going to, like, will my team. I got Kristaps at my side. I got Derrick Rose at my side. I got Joakim Noah on my side. Let's do it, buddy. Let's do it.
And then Derrick Rose gets convicted of rape.
Yeah. Rape.
And it's all. And then Mel goes, whoa. Can I go back to Rio?
Yeah.
Smoke.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Can I go back to Rio, please? So, listen, I have a problem with what he said just because. I know the question was posed in a certain way.
Of course.
But just say, my number one goal is to win an NBA championship. Next question.
But
that's it.
But it's not for him. This is why he drives me crazy. He is so self-conscious and image-conscious. Mm-hmm. Carmelo Anthony just needs to feel good about Carmelo Anthony, and then he's okay.
I disagree.
Oh, my God. Read his stuff about what he wants to do after basketball.
I know. He wants to run a soccer team. And he wants. Mike Piazza's running a soccer team.
No. I'm just saying, I'm getting deep here on a Sunday morning on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Pledge.
He is a weak individual. He needs to feel good about him. And where that's good is that if he feels good, everyone else around him is going to feel good. If he doesn't feel good, he's not going to produce. Mm-hmm. You made the point. He comes back feeling really good from the Olympics, and he goes off. If he's not feeling good, he gets hurt, and then the team around him falls apart. He's a very fragile player. He is not a money player.
It's so ridiculous.
Not a money player.
It's so ridiculous. Because
this man will never win a championship in his career.
Okay. Fine. You went 17-65, right? That 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You went 17-65.
I don't remember that.
17 of those wins are because you had Carmelo Anthony playing.
Sure.
You could have been 0-82. You really could have lost 80. You had Quincy Acey.
Yeah.
What was the record? 17 and what?
65!
We lost 65 with him. We sure as hell could have lost 65 without him.
We could have lost 82! You could have been the worst team ever in the history of basketball.
He did not play like 60 games.
Yeah.
Like it was like...
Melo, listen.
And that's why we needed to bottom out. And then all of a sudden at the end, we weren't bottoming out. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why, so, Derek Fisher? Why?
But then, you know what? You got Kristaps Porzingis with 4, and that's okay.
Yeah. Right. We lucked out.
Sure. Would you have rather had D'Angelo Russell?
Yes!
I mean...
Yes, because you probably could have gotten Porzingis later.
No, we couldn't have.
He was a top 10 pick. You think people were on him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
was going top five.
His stock went up within the last 2 weeks before the NBA.
Originally, they had him projected as a 15, top 15. Then he went to a top 10.
It kept going up.
Yeah, it kept moving.
Right, yeah, so he was definitely going like 5 or 6 or something like that. But somebody would have picked him up. But it worked out, needless to say.
Imagine, this is crazy. Imagine he would have went to the Wolves with Karl Anthony Towns. Imagine that.
I mean, one?
Yeah.
See, I mean, I would rather have had Karl Anthony Towns because he's such a dominant force offensively, defensively, young.
Karl Anthony Towns.
19 years old, 20 years old.
You can put this down right now. August, what, 14th?
14th.
2016.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Anthony Towns is a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, barring some unbelievable injury.
Which can happen.
Which can happen, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Which can happen. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
That's the thing about big men. That can happen.
I haven't seen a presence like this in Shaq. This guy is the good, and he's faster than Shaq.
I liked him way over Jahlil Okafor. Like, I've always liked him.
Jahlil's good, though. He's not, listen, I'm telling you, I think the Sixers are going to be way better. Because Joel Embiid's coming back. Mm-hmm. And I think they let Sam Presti go too soon.
Mm-hmm.
They let him go too. I mean, Hinkie. I'm sorry, Sam Hinkie.
Hinkie, yeah.
They let him. Sam Presti's Thunder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They let him go too soon, and Michael Wilbon always says this. You'll see, if 2 or 3 years after Hinkie goes, the Sixers are going to be a top 3, top 4 team, and I believe that.
Well, yeah, because they did the exact same thing that the Chicago Cubs did. They bottomed out. They kept getting all these great draft picks year after year after year after year, and now look at them.
Oh, wait a
minute. It's all coming together.
The Cubs were also not a 100-loss team every year. They weren't. They were a mid-80s loss team, high 80s.
They were
unwatchable.
For a long time.
Not like the Mets were in the 90s.
The Knicks were when they won 17 games.
That was the worst. I mean, that was... And I still watch.
So I got to ask you guys this, because you are a Melo head. You're sort of a Melo head.
Right.
We like Melo.
Yeah. I love Melo, but I have my reservations.
You don't love Melo. Don't lie.
Is that trade, the Melo trade, how do you gauge that trade now? Do you just say
we win? You take it 10 times out of 10.
We win.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Wilson Chandler doesn't play anymore. He lost his brain.
Gallinari.
Gallinari's too injured.
He doesn't play.
Mozgov's a Cavalier. Well, now, what's
he's a Laker.
Team? He's a Laker now.
He's making way too much money.
It was spare parts for a whole car.
Fair. Right.
Fair.
You know? Fair. And I just...
The only thing was the first round picks.
But when you made that trade, you have to say, okay, you're gonna win a title with this, right? You're bringing him here to win a title,
right?
And if you don't, if you don't win the title, do you say that trade was a bust? The obvious answer is no, right? Because
I mean, it didn't work out because of Amari. Because it was supposed to work with Amari, Melo, and Chandler.
That's how
it was supposed to do. And then Amari decides, I'm hurt. I can't play anymore.
I'm going to deflate my legs.
Exactly.
Amari Stoudemire, 1 year, $100 million. That's what you gave this man, essentially.
Yeah.
He had one great year with the Knicks.
Yep.
And then it was all over. And I liked
Amari. And that's why it didn't work.
I liked Amari. I really did. Until he got really injured. And then did stupid shit.
In the playoffs when he punched the fire.
That was stupid.
And broke his and cut his hand up. Ugh.
I mean, and then you sign him to a one-day deal to retire with us? Why? What did he do?
No, I think it was just a publicity thing.
Of course it was. I'm going to Israel to play for my team that I own.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You're going to be the best player in Israel. Good work. And they're talking about him as a Hall of Famer. Amari Stoudemire, no Hall of Famer.
He's not.
How could that be?
He's not a Hall of Famer.
I mean, okay, he's a dominant big man for 5 straight years. That doesn't make you a Hall of Famer.
No, I think he was dominant from like 2002 to 2010.
No way. He had two or three down years with the Suns. He got injured.
Of course. But that's what happened. But he was still dominant.
All right.
Like MVP. All right, we're done with
that? Let's transition.
To the football. Oh, yes. We'll talk about the preseason games, training camp stuff.
Yes, yes. I lied to you, Steve. I did watch the entire game.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want that man as your quarterback, you are lost in space. He does not. Please, Steve. He didn't look good.
I wanted to talk about Darren Lee.
Darren Lee was. Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about
I'm very excited. I'm very excited about the defense.
Are you talking about Gino? Or are you talking
about Gino?
I mean, I didn't even bring it up.
Yes.
It's like crazy,
I know.
Right?
Okay.
But this is what we do on this show.
This is what we do. We're antagonists. But, okay, you want to start with Darren Lee? I'll start with Darren Lee. That kid's the truth.
And I think every sentence should end with, after the first preseason game.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
That's the thing. You're like, oh, how can you ever in the first preseason game?
Except for? D. Milliner.
D. Milliner?
He's got to go. I'm tired of him. I really am.
He's getting $5
million. Burned by guys I never heard of. Not Allen Robinson.
Yeah, Allen Robinson.
It was Allen Robinson?
Yeah.
No, there was a third guy that I'd never heard of.
No, I mean, those were some good throws, back shoulder and all that. Like
Chad Henne? Chad Henne? You're getting burned by Henny Penny falling from the sky?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the first preseason game. He hasn't played football in a year and a half. So,
I can make that vacation much longer.
He better work out. I bought Steve that Milliner jersey.
Yeah, remember that.
That's true, yes.
Oh, I found a Curtis Conway Jets jersey.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And Santana Moss, who was actually pretty good for the Jets.
And then he was good after the Jets, too, for the Redskins for a while.
And I saw a Justin McCarron's jersey, but it was way too small.
And I think the good thing that came out of it was... the punter. We got a punting team now.
Oh,
Lachlan Edwards.
Thank you.
The Aussie.
He's very good. He can 53, 54-yard punts. I'm seeing things. And Quigley is a Jaguar now.
Yep.
And he still stinks.
What?
Yeah.
He still stinks?
The Quigger.
He didn't get better?
He sucks. He's awful.
I liked Leonard Williams. I thought he did very well.
I liked Maldon.
I didn't really like Maldon too much because they made him gain weight, and now he's not getting off the block too well.
Well, they also made him drop back into protection for a little bit.
That's the thing. You're making him gain more weight for a pass rusher.
Mo didn't play, right?
No, he did not play. Okay. Why should he? There's no reason.
Yeah.
He's still recovering from a broken leg, but he can run and all that, but... I mean, you don't need to play him.
All right, let's get to, Fitz had some open, they were wide open throws, I'm not going to lie to you.
No,
he made
them.
He made the throws he had to make. I'm very happy with Bilal Powell.
Yeah.
Very happy with
Bilal And you Powell. Should be. You know why? Because Matt Forte is not going to be playing week one.
Yeah.
Guarantee you. And he's going to miss.
How hurt is he?
He hasn't practiced
the hamstring,
at
right?
all.
The hamstring?
Hamstring.
Ooh, hamstring's never good.
But also, Bernard Pierce is hurt, too, and I don't like that.
No, that's because we signed him, and he was hurt. It wasn't like, we signed him because we needed camp bodies at running back. We don't have anybody,
I think Bernard Pierce should be there with Powell if Forte's not going to hurt.
Kyrie Robinson, who we signed, hurt.
I don't like Kyrie Robinson.
Everybody in the running. This is why we are going to struggle the first six. Not only because we have tough teams ahead.
Everyone's hurt.
The running game is hurt.
Yeah.
Matt Forte is not going to be
playing.
So then
you're going to put 40 passes on Fitzpatrick.
You got nobody on the right side to block. So
Clady's good, though. I like having Clady.
Yeah, he had one bad play.
Yeah,
It's the first preseason.
And I'm very happy to see Jason Morrow back. He looks good.
Yes.
He looks good.
He's
a walking injury, though.
Yeah.
He can really get. He took a few hits where you're like, I don't think he's going to get up.
We'll talk about the Giants because I did watch the Giant game too. But
I watched parts of it.
I talk shit about the Eli Apple thing, but the thing is, Darren Lee is a backup too.
I think Eli Apple.
Because I gave you shit because they're like, oh, he's a backup cornerback, and now they have Darren Lee as a backup.
Eli Apple made two really nice plays.
He did.
Yeah.
Eli Apple's, he's talented. No, I don't think we ever said he wasn't good.
Sterling Shepard.
Yeah. We should have got him.
Good for you.
The fact is, Hackenberg can't even see the field just in like shitty preseason games.
And by the way, Bryce Petty blows.
Yeah.
He blows.
Although, I mean, he did all right.
Yeah.
On the first preseason game. But the fact is, you got this guy in the second round. But I think what they're doing is they're trying to audition Bryce Petty to see whether or not they're going to cut him.
Well, they're going
to
shop him.
You can't shop him. Mm-hmm. You either cut him or he's going to the practice squad. That's the only thing.
See, Ryan Mallett was shopped because Bill Belichick coached him. That's really why. And he had some moments.
I mean, Bryce Petty has been coming on the last couple weeks, especially in training camp. And then the preseason game, he was all right. I'm sorry. The Hackenberg thing is going to annoy the shit out of me for the rest of the year.
Well, he's not going to play.
The fact is, we could have had that wide receiver who's very good.
I agree.
He's very good.
He's very good. And I will say this over there, Mr. Giants man.
Yeah.
If Eli Manning gets hurt, you're in trouble.
Deep shit.
Ryan Nassib. Wow.
He was the preseason king for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
First preseason game.
Yes, right? of course. But he's played a lot of preseason games.
But
he's done well in the preseason.
That
so
one throw that Sterling Shepard caught that was a lobby floater.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was bad.
Yeah,
he made some bad throws.
Your D line though?
Cracked.
Their D line?
Yeah.
Very good.
Their D line is very good.
They got fucking Snacks.
Snacks and Vernon and JPP, they all came off the ball really well.
Your offensive line is very suspect.
It's good to see because we saw how bad the Miami offensive line was.
Miami, hey, Ruben, Raul, I hope you're listening. Miami's going to lose 12 games this year. I hope you're listening. They stink. And Ryan Tannehill is a bum. And I've been saying that forever. He's a garbage.
I based off that one preseason game, obviously things are going to be subject to change
I saw 3 years of Tannehill, and it's bad.
But I was going to say, I think the Giants win at least 9 or 10 games. With that defensive
line.
I gotta figure out the running backs on that team. I keep saying this, but
Rashad Jennings is okay.
It's gonna be Rashad Jennings. And then after
Rashad
Jennings,
you do have like 10 running
backs.
Who
is it? Is it Orleans Darkwa? Is my favorite name on that team. You know, like Andre Williams. Who's gonna
Shane
be
Vereen had a nice run there.
Shane Vereen can catch passes too, so you keep Shane Vereen around. But I don't like having six running backs rotating.
But McAdoo is a guy that's going to throw the
ball.
He's
gonna bomb it.
No, but he's also getting those short, like...
Yeah, he's going to throw spurt passes.
The first series of that game...
It was all short passes.
It was go, huddle. It was
no
very,
huddle.
It was no huddle. So, like, he's
going to Eli Manning was, before this season at least, was definitely not used to running a no huddle.
No.
Oh, he's great no huddle. That's how he won his Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, he can get it down the field, and I think with Victor... I think Victor Cruz is not playing the first, 4 weeks. He's practicing
who?
Today.
Yeah, no,
this
done.
Is the end of Victor Cruz.
Yeah, he's done.
This is the end of
Victor
Cruz.
It sucks, but it's good that he got his money, his guaranteed money, and then, like, this is it.
In non-confrontational football talk, I don't know if anybody watched the Rams versus the Cowboys last night.
I don't know, but Goff was a crumb, I heard.
Goff is a crumb, first game.
Wentz was a crumb.
Wentz, he's a bust. You can see that guy don't have anything.
But I think Goff can actually be something.
I know.
After the one preseason game, he was a crumb.
Yeah.
One preseason
I think Paxton Lynch is going to come out the best quarterback in the first
round. That sucks, because I was like, he's still there in the first round. I wanted to take him.
I understand, but like you said this to me, you said this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You didn't want to blow your whole load on a quarterback this year and not see, you know?
I didn't want to take a chance if he wasn't the guy, because now we drafted four quarterbacks in the span of 4 years.
Yeah,
so.
but these are quarterbacks that aren't going to be on your roster next year, most likely.
Right, but the thing is, when you draft someone with a first-round pick or a second-round pick, we can't get rid of Hackenberg without it affecting our cap next year.
Now, next year, when you probably get rid of Fitz and things change, go after Colin Kaepernick. He's going to be a free agent. Just go after him.
He's losing against Blaine Gabbert.
Well, that's Chip Kelly. That has nothing to... Listen, if you're trying to tell me...
Chip Kelly's a good coach, so...
A good college coach. Yeah. He's not a good NFL.
His first 2 years here in the NFL, he won 10 games.
Okay, how did he do in the playoffs?
Both years.
He did in the playoffs.
He didn't have a quarterback.
Okay, thank you. But anywho, here's what I'm going to say. Non-confrontational football. Dak Prescott is the Cowboys quarterback of the future.
Mm.
He's got a rocket, man.
He was a good college quarterback.
He threw a back shoulder ball to Dez Bryant. Oh man, was that a fucking rocket.
They need someone like him as the backup, because you need, you know, because Tony Romo is going to get hurt.
Yeah, Romo is going to get hurt, and I think they're going to ease into Dak Prescott maybe towards the end of the year. If Romo is not doing well, or if he does get hurt.
No, you got to ride Romo throughout the year. I mean, Dak Prescott, you cannot throw him in, especially if, because they will probably be chasing wild card.
What if the Cowboys are bad? Let's say the Cowboys are bad. Let's say in week 12, the Cowboys are 4-8.
Okay.
Do you throw Prescott in?
Depends on the wild card situation. Because what if you
it's funny. It's like it's like last year, Cowboys fans, when they were 3-9, were like, we could still make it.
I mean,
like, well, in our division, man, you still had a shot at 3-9.
No, but it's true. Last it was the
listen 3-9. You have NFC no. Least. You're gonna lose if you're 3-9. Chances are you're gonna lose two games. So I mean, they had no chance. Just based on odds and probability.
Yeah, of course. I mean, because they didn't have Tony Romo. They had Tony Romo.
We got about 2.5 minutes left. We'll do if I were a betting man and or woman. If I were a betting person.
Oh yeah. You know, we're it's 2016.
Yeah, we're gender friendly. Or something. So if I were a betting man, Carlos Gomez is going to be a Met.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Woof.
I'm sorry, everyone. I don't want it. I don't want it. I think he's going to be a Met.
I'm going to give you two this week.
Go for it.
Take it to the bank. And then I got to go because I'm playing softball with Idiot Head today in the 200-degree weather.
Healy?
Yeah, he's listening. No, he's telling me to leave. Get off the air.
No, done.
The Mets win 5 in a row this week. That's the first one. And number two, Papelbon goes back to the Red Sox.
No.
I don't agree with that.
I could see Papelbon going to the Marlins.
Papelbon goes back
to
the Red Sox.
I don't agree with that.
I think so.
Yeah. Man U plays Hull City next week, right?
Friday.
Yeah. Friday, I think they win.
And then, what a prediction!
Hot take, everybody.
Good work, Harnack.
I think the trend continues: win one, lose one, win one, lose one for the Mets, and we will play ourselves out of it once it comes September. So.
You got anything over there?
Well, I already did mine with Jamie Vardy doing more than 10 goals this season.
That's not if I were. That's a season long. You got to
give the
week.
How was that pizza? Really?
Yeah.
The week.
I don't know.
All right, that was a lot of fun. Wow, I'm glad I got Terry Schiavo in here to talk to us. But anyhow,
well, it's, you know, like 100 degrees in here.
It's 100 degrees. Hey, but
it's hard to think.
We're feeling good. We're looking good. Everybody's beautiful.
And it's 11:59, which means this is Pete's time to call in.
Pete,
yeah.
Pete, if you're here, if you're listening, I don't know where you're from, but if you're listening, call in the last 48 seconds of this show and tell me why you're Derrick Rose's lawyer and he should be exonerated. Tell me, Johnny Cochran, tell me. I'm not casting any dispersions on you if you're black or not. That doesn't matter. But I'm digging myself deeper into this hole right now as we're talking. I don't care.
Well,
what I was gonna say, I had something to say, but I forgot what it was.
This has been
point of order. Oh, I'm going to see Jake the Snake Roberts' one-man show next week. This coming week on Friday. Thank you, Jay, for taking me for my birthday. Oh, we're gonna get drunk. Oh my God. Point of order. 2016. Vote Republican. Bye.
Oh, God Almighty.